Hello, Jen and Angela. This is Greg, longtime listener, first-time caller, as the saying goes. I'm the guy from the Inappropriate Conversations podcast, and I wanted to send you just a quick kind of general comment, not feedback to the topic that you're going to be covering today, but really to speak back to the Spaceballs episode that I just heard this week, and the thoughts that Angela was sharing about kind of the mixed feelings on watching too closely the last shuttle launch. I'm in the same place. It's not that I don't have a lot of enthusiasm for the space program, because I do. As a longtime science fiction fan, this should be something that I should be, you know, gobbling up as the last moments of history and thinking about its significance while I'm watching it. I have friends who live close enough that, you know, they tried to work their schedule so that they could make trips to see the last launch and the last landing in person. And I totally get all that. But I think I react differently in a weird way when I know something's over. I've seen this happen with podcasts that I listen to that are going on a long hiatus or that have called it quits. When I look back on my MP3 player, I have episodes I haven't listened to yet. That the last one or two shows, I just can't bring myself to hear, because if I hear it, then I know it's over. And I think it's kind of the same thing with this, the Atlantis launches. I was aware of them. I didn't ignore it. I paid attention to it. But I think to protect myself against how I would feel with knowing that this was it and that it was over after that, I had kind of a mixed reaction in terms of being aware of it but not really paying close attention to it. And I think that maybe it kind of, I heard some of the same stuff in your Spaceballs commentary that it's a little hard. It's too much in some ways to get too involved and too invested in that last launch. It's not something that I've been very good at here lately. If I was reading a long book series, I would have a hard time finishing that last book, I think, for the exact same reason. So as far as you guys go, if you ever declare a long hiatus or decide to record your last show, please don't put anything in there that's, you know, earth-shattering or groundbreaking. Make a clip show or a greatest hits or something like that, because there's going to be people like me that take weeks or even months to finally get around to turning it on and listening in. Thanks for all that you do. It's a wonderful thing that there are so many anomalies in the world, and that so many of them are speaking up and doing such an excellent job of being heard.